Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Komodiki Mataji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 22 chapter, 9th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Komodiki Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your assistance and enlightening us on this topic, Mataji, and happy Govardhan Puja for everybody, Mataji. Hare Krishna, please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Happy Govardhan Puja Day today. And we are going to celebrate in the temple. It will be very nice. And I think everybody, all ISKCON temples will be celebrating. All glories to all the devotees. All the devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vinaya Mataji, for giving me an opportunity to serve you. So I will try my best. And this is up to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam, we are going to study today. It's a very nice topic. Throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the nice topics are in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Hare Krishna, everyone, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Gurudev, and all glories to all the devotees who are present and not present, and then they are unlimited devotees. Hare Krishna. So, all Shandi Pamangalacharan before. Om Gnanati Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Distam Sapitam Yena Putare Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantayam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapatakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskriti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Ananta Koti Vaishnavebhyo. Just 1 minute. I will ask him to stop the vacuum cleaners. He will be disturbing to others. Just 1 minute. Please forgive me for the disturbance. Hare Krishna. All the Vaishnavas, please give me your blessings so that I can serve you a little better. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22nd. Prithu Maharaj is meeting with the Kumaras. and verse number 9. Naiva lakshate loko lokan paryatato piyan yatha sarva drisham sarva atmanam yesyat hetava. Meaning, word to word meaning, na not eva, eva das, lakshate can see, loka, people, lokan, all planets, pariyatatopi, traveling, oh. Although, ya, whom, yatha, as much as, sarva, disham, the super soul, survey in all, atmanam, within everyone, ye, those, of the cosmic manifestation, Hedava causes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, by Chanarvina Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prithu Maharaj continued. We've been hearing how Prithu Maharaj has performed 99 yajna and 100th yajna. He was doing, performing his started, and Indra became little envious, and he was making disturbance. He stole the horse, and if the horse is stolen, it has to be returned, because the horse has to be present, because it's Ashwamedha Yajna. So then, so many times he did that, but in pretending and wearing the different dresses of the sadhus. So every time Prithu Maharaj's son goes to kill him, but then he sees this is a sadhu, so he doesn't kill him. So that happens so many times. So then Prithu Maharaj says, okay, he will himself going to kill. So then Brahma appears, and Brahma says, you know, you are doing 99 yajna already. And it, for you, it's not necessary to do 100 yajna, and it's complete. And so then he accepts the instructions from Lord Brahma, and then Lord Vishnu also appears, even though he is 99, the 100 yajna not completed. Indra is called a Shatakratu, who has performed 100 sacrifices, Ashwamedha yajnas. And for that, after performing 100 sacrifices like this, Ashwamedha yajna, then he got the post of Indra. So then whoever is performing yajnas, so then he doing austerities, tapasya, Indra always becomes afraid. He just thinks that they want to get my position. It's not that everybody wants Indra's position, but still he's always afraid of like that somebody will take his position. And so he was doing this, and so that's why Brahma stopped. And because of he has done all these different sannyasadhus races, so many people also take advantage of this and do the pollute the society, because they don't know. That if they see the sadhu, then they say, oh, this is sadhu, so they kind of serve them, and like that. So, that's why Brahma stopped, because he didn't want all this to be continued. So that's why Prithu Maharaj accepts the instructions from Brahma, and he stops. So, now, I think I didn't even finish this translation. Prithu Maharaj, now we continue. And when Lord Vishnu appeared, he was very pleased with him, with Prithu Maharaj, and he also benedicted him. And then he also says to Prithu Maharaj, Lord says that Sanat Kumaras, they will be coming, and you get the instructions from them. So here this Sanat Kumaras has arrived, and as soon as there are four Kumaras, Brahma's first son, four, Chatushana. And they travel all over, everywhere. no one gets restricted. They can be go any planet, anywhere, and also they can also go to Vaikuntha, like that. So, but then this will be seeing here in this verse how they are described. Prithu Maharaj is describing them. So, I read the translation. Prithu Maharaj continued, "Although you are traveling in all planetary systems, people cannot know you, just as they cannot know the Super Soul. Although he is within everyone's heart as the witness of everything. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the Super Soul." So it's very, very instruction, very, very beautiful Prabhupada. I mean, in the translation is there. And we read the beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada. He is explaining very nicely. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Muhyanti yat suraya. In the first Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first verse, in that, that's, it's described that they all become, all the demigods also become bewildered by Krishna's illusory energy. In the, great demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, and Chandra are sometimes bewildered trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is so happened that when Krishna was present on this planet, Lord Brahma and King Indra also mistook him. And what to speak of great yogis or jnanis who conclude that the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is impersonal. Prabhupada has put a question mark because they consider him, Krishna, as not personal. So that's why he says, is impersonal? That's what he's asking us. In the same way, great personalities and Vaishnavas like the four Kumaras are also invisible to ordinary persons. Although they are traveling all over the universe in different planetary systems, when Sanatana Goswami went to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to see went to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not be recognized by Chandrasekhara Acharya. Chandrasekhara Acharya is also a devotee, and he was sent by Lord Chaitanya when he was doing preaching in Godades. So he mentioned Tapana Mishra, the two devotees he sent from there to Banaras. So then he said that I will come and will associate, spend some time. The, now I was reading the purport. The conclusion is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart and his devotees. The Vaishnavas are also traveling all over the world. But those who are under the modes of material nature cannot understand the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of this cosmic manifestation, all the Vaishnavas. It is said, therefore, that one cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead or a Vaishnava with these material eyes. One has to purify his senses and engage in service of the Lord. Then gradually one can realize who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is the Vaishnava. So, this is what Prabhupada has explained very nicely. So, we will just go over. Like, this is the Sanat Kumaras, and there are so many Vaishnavas. And it also explains that on the spiritual world, the unlimited Vaishnavas there. In this material world, there are not so many Vaishnavas. And there are Vaishnavas, and there's some pure Vaishnavas like this, or regular Vaishnavas also cannot be recognized unless they say something. So we can also see that in the pastimes of Bharat, Janaparat Maharaj. So King Rahugan, he was carrying King Rahugan to the on his palanquin. So then King Rahugan was going on the palanquin. There are four carriers, but one of them got sick on the way. And Janaparat was just sitting on the tree, so then they just got Janaparat and saying, okay, carry this. So he was one of the carrier, because the one was sick. So then they were going, but then Bharat Maharaj, he's a self-realized soul, which is a pure devotee. But nobody knows him. They cannot understand, because he was just walking around and was still nobody knows. And they, Bharat Maharaj, I mean Jad Bharat, yeah, he was there, King Rahugan was, when he was walking Jad Bharat, then whenever there's ants are there, he would just make a little jump, because he doesn't want to step on the ants and some insects like that. So King is sitting in the palanquin, and he gets kind of bumpy rides. So he becomes angry, but then he chastises Jalbert so many different ways. Like he say, oh, you are so weak, you don't have enough strength, and you are so old, and all the different things he's saying there to Janaparat. But then, as a pure devotee, and he has taken him on his shoulder, you know, the one of the carriers, he has become one of the carriers, so they carry on everybody, all four places, they put on the shoulder. So he has carried him on the shoulder like this. So now, it's his duty to deliver him. So then after, he didn't say in the beginning, but then he just gave Rahugan, keep chastising him. So then he said, well, this is an offense on his part, and he will suffer so much. So he became kind, and then he tells him that you are right. I am not fat, and I am not thin, and I am not strong, and I am not weak. He's talking about spiritual soul. He's describing that I never be killed in like Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna describes the soul's qualities. That wind cannot wither, but only fire cannot burn. Vayu, hava cannot dry, like this, all this. So King Rahugan says, oh, who is Jesus? This is Mahatma. So then he immediately gets up from the palanquin and falls down and offers the pranam. And he says, please forgive me. I mistook you. So please forgive me and deliver me. You are the great personality, very pure devotee. Please forgive me. And then Bharat Maharaj gives him instructions like that. And so then Rahugan also becomes a devotee, follows the path. There's so many like that. In Bhagavatam there are so many, and there are so many before also. In Prabhupada, it's also very pure, it's completely pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, first class devotee. And just see how only he came, and he didn't have some, when he came, he said, sometimes he described that he had 40 rupees only. And 40 rupees in that time, the would be $5, $8, 8 rupees for $1. So it's only $5. So with that, he has left. But then I have also heard that his son, Braja, who came, he brought him to the port, so then he can get on the boat. in a steamer. So then, but Prabhupada, he said that he gave me, he didn't even take the 40 rupees. He gave me the 40 rupees and told me, asked me to send some medicine for him there. So, however, doesn't matter, 40 rupees he took it or not took it, doesn't matter. But the thing is, how Krishna has shown him so much mercy that he has a very great business. Very, 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 going very well, nice. But then he collapsed. Business collapsed. So then Prabhupada heard that you know, everything is lost. So he said, yes, Krishna, whoever, and Krishna becomes merciful to. He just takes away all the material attachments. So that's what he did. Krishna did to Srila Prabhupada. So we say that he had the trunks full of Srila Prabhupada, and he also had his Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he was traveling, and everybody knows. We are reading also the Prabhupada Lilamrita every Friday. So Prabhupada had two heart attacks on the ship. And so then Prabhupada said, praise to Krishna, This is a deep two, and then if the third one comes, then I'll be there. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So, but he was always chanting and glorifying Krishna, and he continues. He also observed his appearance day after Janmashtami. On Janmashtami, he also observed, and then the day after Janmashtami, Prabhupada's appearance day also he observed, and prepared prasad and gave all those who were on the ship. So, but then Prabhupada had a dream. Then in a dream he saw, and Krishna was there, and all the Krishna's incarnations were rowing the boat. With their ship. Krishna took charge of the ship. And there was a very smooth ride because he also felt seasick. Most people do that. So then there was very calm. The ocean was like calm, like a lake. And there was nothing. So then Prabhupada said that Krishna has told him, then don't worry, you'll be taken care. And so then Krishna took care of him. So then he came to Boston Pier, and there he saw all the buildings and everything and all the people. So then he wrote a very nice poem. He actually wrote two poems, but one of them is that when he came, landed, and then he saw how this is going on. And he said, I don't know how I can preach to these people. Their language is different, my language is different. I don't know if they can understand my language. And the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is confidential knowledge. How they will be accepting. So if you desire, you can make power of my speech in a way that they can understand. Otherwise, I see they are all in a mode of ignorance. So then how they can understand what is the Srimad Bhagavatam is saying. So that poem is very, very nice. And then one time when we were in the Sadhu Sangha retreat, Agnidev Prabhu, he sang that, and it's very nice. So in that, he has explained this, just in general, I will just say one thing, that he said that Krishna tava punya habe bhai, jabe radha rani khushi habe. So he was in a translation, he did very nice. Everybody were very happy to hear that. So Krishna, Prabhupada is saying to Krishna, say, Krishna, if Radharani is happy, then whoever is punya is right, and then Radharani will be happy. So if you want to please Radharani, then you will have to help me. Because but Radharani, I will just want to preach. I want to just follow my Guru Maharaj's order and preach. And Radharani also wants this. So that will be good for you. Because if you help me, so Radharani will be very pleased with you. It's very, very wonderful. So then, rest of the story, and then also in one for whole 1 year, Prabhupada has very, he didn't have any much association, and he doesn't know, sometimes so many days he also couldn't eat, because there was nothing he could have, and he didn't know what to find. Well, from there he goes to Pennsylvania, Butler, Pennsylvania. That's where his sponsor was, Gopal, last name I forgot. Anyway, and his wife was a Sally, his American one. So then he was staying there, and then all this, then Sally was thinking, the neighbors will see that, who is this, you know. Prabhupada has always dressed the same way as he is a sannyas dress, always the same. So then anyway, then Sally just called the reporters, press reporters, and have the reporter take an interview of Sri Prabhupada, and it's all published in the there. So from there, then Prabhupada goes to New York, and from the New York, he also had so many difficulties. But anyway, to Krishna, this thing took care of him. He was keeping him all the strength and everything. Because whatever comes from, everything comes from Krishna. So Krishna just kept his enthusiasm on. And see how now, in just only short time, 10 years, he traveled all over the world 14 times. And also, it's not that just traveled and did nothing. He opened all those centers all over, everywhere, wherever he went. Even one person is an instructor, and that is so fully potent, he invested his potency in that person. And that person becomes devotee, and he makes so many devotees. Like in Russia, he just 3 days he was there. And Shyamasundar went out to get some fruit, something like that, for Prabhupada. And this boy met there, and then he brought that boy to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada instructed him just for 3 days. And in 3 days, he gave everything. Just can you imagine how it just mind-boggling for me to think like that. So everything Prabhupada taught him. And so from there, we can see how many thousands and thousands of devotees in Russia. So initiated, and I mean, they are also traveling to India. And in Mayapur also, so many devotees from Russia. In Vrindavan also, and other places as well. So they are preaching, and they are very nice, enthusiastic devotees, and very pure. There are also many, there was a book, Bread, something, Dry Bread, or Bread, something like that. Anyway. But it's very, very nice. Somebody has wrote a very nice book. So now all over the world, that's what we are saying, that Abhijash Tri Bhuvana, only three Bhuvana. But I say all the Bhuvanas, because there are unlimited Bhuvana. I mean, every year Prabhupada is glorified. So anyway, but before nobody knew how it would be. See that Prabhupada. And there was Prabhupada and Nuga. So everybody, we should all try to understand how he is. But I don't know much, so I will just stop here about the Prabhupada. There is also devotee, Krishna's devotee, Narasimhadev, and Mehta. He was from Porbandar, Gujarat. He's a pure devotee. when he came to see Krishna in Dwarka. So Krishna, when this gatekeeper says that this poor Brahman has come, he says he's your friend, and his name is Narasimha. No, Narasimha. What is it? Oh, Krishna. Sudama. His name is Sudama, not Narasimha. And Sudama is also from the Gujarat anyway. So when Krishna heard, so he just ran toward him. And without even shoes, he didn't put the shoes on. And he just ran. Moses became so happy to meet his friend. So then he goes there and brings him to the palace. And all the queens, you know, they are so happy, and they are just worshipping, you know, welcoming him and serving him like that. So, and so Krishna held Sudama sat on his own bed, Krishna's bed, and Rukmini and Devi is fanning him. And Krishna bathes his lotus feet. So, and then, well, he was very poor, very, very messy. There's only one cloth he was wearing, and one cloth his wife was wearing. And there was not many pots, just a couple of clay pots, like that. And there was just a little bit something, not much, no furniture at all, anything. But then Krishna, when Sudama went, Sudama has brought tandoor. Tandoor is called, you know, this flat rice, cheap rice. That his wife has begged from the neighbor. And then he brought and gave it to her. I gave it to him, so then he brought here. So then he was kind of hiding it because he thought, look at this big palace and all this opulence. What is the chance of this chicken rice? What is the place of chicken rice that I can offer to Krishna? But Krishna knew. So he just snatches and then he eats. So he eats one morsel and then he gives opulence. And then Tribhuvan. He wants to give all three to one. But then Rukmini Devi stops at the third morsel. But then Sudama didn't know that Krishna gave this all this. And after a few days, and he's going back. And Krishna said, ask him, do you need anything? Let me know. Can I help you? Said, no, everything's fine. We are happy. And then when he goes there, then he sees, he has a little hut. And instead of hut, it's a little big palace, like Krishna's palace. Everything, fully. And so he just gave all the opulences to Krishna, Sudama. So then Sudama is also glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see in Krishna's book. And also in Bhagavatam, this has been described, that how Krishna followed all the Varnasam's system. He would wake up in the early morning and he meditate. Of course, he doesn't have anyone else to meditate, but his devotees. And himself. So, and then also give charity and everything. What he has in Bhagavad Gita said, that's all that, you know, Manishinam, Pavanani. So he perform all this, yagna, dana, tapa, everything. And his pasya is different. Anyway. So then when Sudama comes home, then he sees this, and then he was like, I thought that Krishna didn't give me anything, but he just gave me so much. Then he was crying and telling Krishna, he just heard the Krishna deity in the home. Says, you didn't let me even know that you're giving me all this. And I thought that you didn't give me anything, but you gave me all this. So, and there is also a song about the Vaishnavas that, it says Govinda, Tomara Ridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. And by Govinda Kahe Vaishnava Mora Pran. So always, so the Krishna's heart, all the devotees are there, and all the devotees' heart, Krishna is there. Krishna is in every, all living entities' heart, but cannot be, we cannot see. Like here, we say, explain, that Paramatma, Krishna as a super soul, is in everybody's heart. By, you know, soul and super soul, they're both there. And he's witnessing and also sanctioning. Like, whatever we decide, we want to do something. So, Krishna says, Upadeshta and Anumanta. Upadeshta means witness. Anumanta is he's sanctioning. So, we want to do some serve Krishna, we want to do serve the devotees. Krishna also fulfills that. Yes. And so there are so many devotees, I see they serve. And I have also heard that, and Krishna also says that someplace, the one who says is my devotee, is not my devotee. But one who says that I'm devotee of your devotee, then Krishna says yes, he takes it as a devotee. We see that in a practical life of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's a king, and so then he's a devotee and very king, and he wants to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya would not allow. He said, I'm a sannyasi. And he's king. He's a king. He's with all the opulence, and I don't want to see him. It's like everybody will see that. Oh, okay, this sannyasi is going to this rich person, and then Lord Chaitanya says, "Sannyasi ra alpa chida sarva loka gai." Even a white sheet of paper, a white sheet of cloth, whatever, if there's one spot of ink, everybody will notice, he says. So, but sannyasi is alpa chidra sarva loka gai. See, in a sannyasi's life, if there's a little bit wrong, they see conduct, then everybody just glorifies in a negative way. So, but actually, it says in a negative way, but it's always as positive, because Saraswati Devi, she takes it and says, yes, this is like this. So, there's so many demons also, they chastise or say about Krishna and how he is and like that. But Saraswati Devi uses the same word and glorifies Krishna. Like that. So, devotees travel, and here also we see how many, so many nice devotees they come. Unless we hear them, we cannot know that how they are very Krishna conscious. And I have also heard that one devotee who is teaching Bhakti Shastri course, and he's around sometime, I think, he's here in, I think, in the Baltimore. He's coming in Baltimore. And he's going to, we'll have in Bhaktivedanta, he's going to give a class. Because I have heard about him, and I wanted to hear, but then one time, long ago, he was scheduled for the class, but somehow he didn't accept it, or something happened that he had couldn't do it anyway. So didn't. So maybe I will get the chance to hear Hare Krishna. So I think I should stop, or any. There are so many devotees we can glorify here also. Like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was in Gitanagari in his last stage, and Radhanath Maharaj was by he was there also with him, and he was very nicely all described all the pastimes of Krishna to him and like that, and then make him like describing all the pastimes, some funny pastimes, and then Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj will laugh and laugh. And you know, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had a cancer and it was spread all over the body. So it's a pain, very, very painful. But still, he was always chanting. And every weekend we would go, because my husband was working that time. So every weekend we will go there, Gitanagari, and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would get class. Because other days, other people cannot go, so he was also, he would give class Saturday and Sunday. And before class, he would lead the chanting. And chanting, the tears just flows from his eyes. It continues. And that also affects everyone. They also, so many people also, they are also following his chanting and crying. It was so wonderful experience. So we were going there, and then, and he had said that he should not be buried. He didn't want to be body to be put in a ground. He said he should be cremated. So his body was. I'm sorry, Mataji. Oh, I don't know. Am I audible? Hare Krishna?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, you are audible, Mataji.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I was not. So, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, then he left the body. But he was always, one pastime about him that I'm saying, that he had a very restricted diet, like usually they have, whenever something comes, like heart patients, like my husband, he had a heart patient, so he had also restricted diet, so he also had a restricted diet, and so he was, so then he said to one devotee, what would they have in fish for today? So he said, I want to see. So devotee said, okay. So then he goes and gets prayed prasadam. Whatever the prasadam for the fish he brings in. Then he said, oh, wow, very nice. Then he eats all. So then devotee said, oh, what are you doing? If you're not supposed to eat, we have prasadam for you. He said, wow, you know. I'm going to die anyway, so I should die eating prasad. That's what he said, and he was just happy, always happy. Even though so much bodily pain, he was happy. And he also said that Tamal Krishna Maharaj came into his dream. And he said, Prabhupada wants you to come here. So that's why he also met Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So it's so whatever I'm saying is very little, not even a drop. It's even not even a little droplet, but so wonderful pastimes are there of the devotees. Anyway, I think when should I stop now? Okay, when Prabhupada says in verse 4, that to see the devotee, recognize the devotee, one has to be purified themselves. So, that's what Prabhupada says in the last sentence in the purport. All right, just a couple of sentences anyway. Okay. The conclusion is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, and his pure devotees, the Vaishnavas, are also traveling all over the world. But those who are under the modes of material nature cannot understand the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of this cosmic manifestation, or the Vaishnavas. They cannot understand one who are in the three modes of material nature. So it is said, therefore, that one cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Vaishnava with these material eyes. One has to have the eyes spiritualized. Brahma has also said in the Brahma Samhita that Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sudeva Hridayesu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinti Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Pure devotee whose eyes are anointed with love for Krishna, they always see the Lord in the most core of their heart. So here Prabhupada is also saying, one has to purify his senses and engage in the service of the Lord. Because when we engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, then our senses become purified. And then gradually, it's not going to do it immediately, but we have to continue. Then gradually one can realize who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is a Vaishnava. So here, I will end. Yeah, I'll stop here. And Mataji, have any question, comment, I don't, or any correction. And Shyamaguri Mataji also wanted to read the Vrajamandal Parikrama from book one, and first day and second day. Because this is a half, 15 days already passed, and only 15 days remain. So he's going to, she's going to read two chapters in one day. So that way, whole Parikrama will be finished by the end of the month, Kartik month. Just for she. It's a very good idea. It's a very good service, Mataji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your class. And it was really good. And please give me your blessings. And I want all devotees to bless me that I could able to give tell about the Vrajamandal Parikrama, and I just pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpataruteshya
Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo
Namah. So we will start our Vrajamandal Parikrama from today, and the first day is Parikrama around Vrindavan. So in that we will see Varaha Ghat, Kaliyada, Padasya Diya Tila and Madan Mohan Temple, Imritala, Shringar Vat and Chirghat. So, in Varaha Ghat, Krishna exhibited his form of Lord Varaha for his friends. So Krishna and his friends, they used to play different games, and in that one day in the bank of Yamuna, he described the form of Varaha. So there is a temple of Sri Varaha Dev on the bank of Yamuna. So it's called Varahaghat. And second one is Kaliyada. So everybody knows about the Kaliya and how Krishna, had a fight with Kaliya. So it's beautiful, majestic Kadamba tree. From there, Krishna jumped into the river Yamuna for his battle with Kaliya. So that's Kaliyada. And third one is the Dwadasha Diya Tila and Madan Mohan Temple. So deities of Madan Mohan Temple were carved by a great grandson of Krishna, is Vajrana. The lotus feet of the deities resembled those of Krishna, the Pranadana of Sri Sanatana Goswami. And fourth one is Imlitala, the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come daily to meditate on the Lord's intimate pastime. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Vrindavan for some time. So there are many places for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many temples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in the whole of Vrindavan and Vrajamanda. So next is Shringarvat. So Shringarvat is Krishna did different kind of Shringar. Krishna used to do for his friends and also for Radha Rani, he did Shringar. So that's why it is a place called Shringarvat. And for Seed Ghat, Krishna and the gopis. What happened one time, Krishna was hiding here all the gopis' clothes, and after hiding the gopis' clothes, he came into water, and he was playing with he was doing all his water sports with gopis, and after that he just hide himself, and then they realized that their clothes are not there. So they were praying to Krishna that where are our clothes. So after so many prayers, Krishna came visible, and he said, he gave the clothes. So that is the place is called So after that, there are many places like Keshi Ghat, Vamshi Vat, Jagannath Temple, Pani Ghat, Chaitanya Baithak, and the Krishna Balaram Temple. So finally they come back to the Krishna Balaram Mandir, like ISKCON Mandir. So Keshi Ghat Keshi Demon. Krishna killed the Keshi Demon, and he was the horse. The horse was having so many hairs, so that's why he is called Keshi. So where the Krishna killed is called Keshi Ghat, and then Vamshi Vata. So where Krishna used to play flute, that's is called there. Vata means the banyan tree. So which tree was Krishna was sitting and playing flute is called Vamshi Vata. So it's there. And third one is the Jagannath Temple. So Jagannath Temple is representation of Jagannath Puri. So in Vrindavan, the whole of holy places, like they are in India, they are all holy places in Vrindavan. So Krishna got them here in Vrindavan. So they were visiting Vrindavan, they don't have seen the holy places, they can see in Vrindavan. So, and after that we will go to Chaitanya Baithak. So Chaitanya Baithak is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take rest for some time when he was in Vrindavan. So that's why it is called Chaitanya Baithak. So, Dwadasha Tilak, first we went to Varaha Ghat, then Kaliyada, then Dwadasha Tilak. So, Dwadasha Tilak means 12 suns, and Tilak means hill. So, this hill gets its name from pastime that took place here while Krishna was herding the cow. Accompanied by gopis, and lowing Surabhi cows, the supremely opulent, noble and magnanimous Lord Krishna felt uncomfortable in the winter cold. 12 suns that appeared in the sky and with great devotion warmed the Lord and their intense shining. I eternally take shelter of this secret place which bears the name Dwadasha Tilak. So the place where is the, like 12 sons came and they gave their heat to Krishna because he was feeling cold. So that's called Dwadasha Tilak. And next is Sri Radha Madan Mohan Temple, and it's the temple is built, means great grandson of Krishna, he built all the temples in Vrindavan. But what happened in the Mughals came to India, and there is a
Aurangzeb.
No, not Aurangzeb. I forgot the name. I just heard, I did not write it down. So, Muhammad Ghazni. Muhammad Ghazni came to India and he came to Vrindavan and he saw all these temples and this Radha Madan Mohan temple. When he saw that, and he himself has wrote in his diary that this temple doesn't look like built by any human being. And it's he spent 100,000 crore rupees that time, still he will not be able to build this temple like this, and also it will take 200 years to build the temple. Same. And it's not in the capacity of human beings to build this temple, same temple like this. And he wrote that, and after that he gave the order to break the temple. But before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, all the Vrindavan was lost. There was no temples and no holy places, no nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the vision to all these six Goswamis, and they came to Vrindavan, and they find out where all the holy places, and with the help of the king there, they build all these temples. So next is the Radha Madan Mohan temple, and after that we go to there are 12 ones. Dwadash Kanan, they said, no? So there are 12 ones. First is Bhadra one, second Dilwa one, Loha one, Pandir one, Madhu one, Mahavan, then comes Madhu one. These are the on the east side of the Yamuna, and on the west side of the Yamuna, there are 7 forests: Madhuvan, Talavan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Khandirvan, and Vrindavan. So the Vrindavan is the most important one among all of them, and in that also we will. So first day we will do the parikrama of Vrindavan. Day second we will go to Vrindavan to Mathura. So second day of our travel we will go to Yajna Patni, or it's called Bhataronda. So temple deities are called Sri Radha Bhataronda Bihari. The cowherd boys approached the Brahmana Patnis to give some food stuff for hungry Krishna and Balarama. So when Krishna and his friends, they were hungry, so Krishna asked them to go by nearby place. There were some Brahmanas were living, and they said, go and ask them. So they went to Brahmana and asked, can you give us to eat something? But Brahmana did not give, but their wives, Yajnapatnis, they call Yajnapatnis, Yajnapatnisthana, the place they went. And these ladies, they came with the bhat, means rice, and therefore this place is called Bhataronda. So they gave the bhat to Krishna, so Bhataronda, and Krishna's name became Bhataronda Bihari. Next is Akrura Ghat. There is a beautiful temple with the deity of Krishna and Balaram in the temple. It's on the Akrura Ghat, and Akrura is also there on the altar. Akrura went back to the river where he saw Krishna and Balaram again. This time he also saw their expansions, means Lord Vishnu and Sheshnag. So Lord Vishnu and Lord Vishnu has forearm, arms and eyes as red as flower petals. He was sitting calmly on the foiled lap of Anandashisha, who possessed many, many foods. And so we will be feeling very blessed who are following the footsteps of Akrura. So whoever here with this place will, get the blessing from Akrura. So third is Krishna Janmasthan. So this is an impressive, heavily guarded structure that to wear above all the other buildings in Mathura. Once inside, we go to the temple of Keshav Dev. This was the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy. Those who saw him dance thought he was Sri Keshav himself. Srila Rupa Goswami writes, those persons who have entered into the birthplace of Sri Krishna even once in the month of Kartik certainly obtain the inexhaustible Supreme Lord Krishna. Let's all pray to Mathura Dham to bless us all who are doing parikrama from home to develop intense desire for serving Lord and His devotees. In this auspicious month, the Kartik, and someday get shelter in the Holy Dham. So thank you very much. This was the 2 days of parikrama we did. And anybody wants to ask anything? Anybody has any question or what thing they did not understand? Please.
Hare Krishna Sham Gauri Mataji, very, very beautiful Mataji. Mataji, you forgot, like, there was a disturbance, I guess, when you are telling about the place where gopis' dresses were, were stolen by Krishna. What is that place name?
Chirghat.
Okay, Chirghat. Okay, Mataji. Everything was so beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much for bringing up this thing and describing so beautifully each and every point, Mataji. You made us to go to Vrindavan Parikrama. Thank you, Mataji. All glories to your service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Very, very nice to hear. I mean, bringing us to Parikrama.
Yeah. Again, I think Vanshivat, where Krishna used to play flute, and the Jagannath temple, there are the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. And after that comes is the Pani Ghat. So Pani Ghat is where the gopis used to go and fetch the water. And Krishna used to see them sitting in the tree, so that is called Pani Ghat. And also little further ahead, that is Sri Chaitanya Kutir, is next to Pani Ghat. In this place, sadhus are served respectfully and with devotion. Right across the Pani Ghat on the other side of Yamuna River is Pani Gav, which we will visit in next, on 25th day. After that comes the Chaitanya Baitak. While passing through this area, we come to Chaitanya Vat, a place great significance of Gaudiya Vaishnava. There is a banyan tree here under which Lord Chaitanya rested while touring Vrindavan, giving this place the name Chaitanya Baithak. It's also known as Sri Chaitanya Vishram Sthali. There is a beautiful deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a sitting position. Thank you so much, everybody, and I hope you are getting the at least some idea about Vrajamandal Parikrama. Thank you. Anybody has any question?
Hare Krishna, so, Mataji. Virtual tour. So do this in this month of Kartik, and thank you, Mataji, for sharing.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji, and I will forward the message in the group. Whatever I have, I will give that to everybody can read. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Shamagauri Mataji and Komudiki Mataji. Is there anybody who would like to add any points? Komadiki Mataji, I have one question. It was very, very beautiful class. Are you there on the call, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, sorry, Mataji, I have a small question, Mataji. Here it is said that only pure devotees can see the quality of the other devotee or anything when you are pure. When you are a devotee, then only you can understand like that it is there, but right? Mataji, to become purify our senses also, is that like if you serve the devotee only can we can purify our senses, right? It's only because of the blessings of the devotee, then only we can get that purification, right? So can you make it explain, Mataji?
Because those devotees who are pure, they can guide us, and we follow them, then we become pure. We have to accept the instruction from the pure devotees. So then we also, like whoever has accepted the guidance from the pure devotee, they become pure by following the instructions. And so they become pure, so they can also guide to others who want to become pure. They also give the same instruction. There is no change. The message is the same. But you know, it's like one time somebody asked Prabhupada, are you pure? And Prabhupada said, no, I'm not pure. But the message is pure. And I'm just delivering the message. So, like the postman, you know, mailman, he brings somebody has sent you the check of $1,000 for the sum that you. So then that postman or mailman just brings an envelope and gives to you. So, but he doesn't open the envelope and doesn't take out the money or the check or like the whatever. And he doesn't take that. But he's delivering as it is. So that's how the devotees who have received the instruction from pure devotee, they also become pure by following the instructions, and they also give the same instructions that they have received to others who want to become pure. Is it okay, Mataji?
Yes, please. Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. It clears my doubt, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Does anyone else have any question? Or comment? Or some correction? If not, then we can end the class here. Vancha kalpa rupyascha vipasindu vivacha
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
अनन्तकोटिविजय जय श्रीप्रभुजय स्वागतं की ऑल द डिवोटीज की जय ऑल भक्त जय प्रभुपाद भक्तवृंद की जय
Thank you once again, Mataji, Komadiki Mataji, for the beautiful class, and Shyamagauri Mataji for taking us to the Vrindavan Yatra mentally. Thank you so much, Mataji, for both of you. If there are no more questions, we would like to end the call by offering our obeisances to both Matajis and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha cha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitana pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. Ananda koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. हर ग्रेस कोमदी की माता जी की जय हर ग्रेस श्यामगौरी माता जी की जय थैंक यू माता जी
श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय
जय थैंक यू माता